on this podcast. Marvel's 75th anniversary, Deadpool, photobombs their covers. Is it for revenge? Does he fucking care? Or is he gonna break the fourth wall when he finds that you don't fucking care about it and slice off your head? Better wear your brown pants, boys. Chloe Grace Moretz stars the girl of Hit Girl, says she's done with being Hit Girl. Well, I say I'm done with her being too young, and she should get some erotic pictures and show them off for me, boys. Also, Doctor Who is now an orthodontist? You better open your mouth and say ah to him. Oh wait, take off your clothes, because he's actually in a porno. My name is Lucas, and I'm hosting the Three Angry Nerds Podcast. Podcast. Yes, and I love you too. If you're wondering, because I know you are, that is a make-believe audience, and just like Megan's Fox Eckling, it's just all make-believe. Internet, yes, we are ready to tell you the news that matters to us the most. Move over, Curtis. Everything that the podcast touches is under my command. Yes. Revel in me, Lukeaholics. I am the host. The song that was playing before, that was Smooth and Groovin', doing the acapella to the intro show, so please support him on his webpage. I also bring you this guy. He knows about the last good French barbecue. It was 1431 when it was. Joan of Arc was a girl that cooked it. He's also a shop curator to my store at the Animal Blow Up Shopping Center for Young Men. Pretty good story. The man that I need, my rival in Pokemon Red, French Terry Beauregard. How are you, bud? Oh, sorry, bud. I should say that in French. Dosle, consonant, soir.
Oh, what you be saying? You can't say this thing properly? Why speak a language you can't speak properly? Eh? You who you are? What's this say? Ridiculous.
I was just trying to be polite, French Terry Beauregard. And I'm just trying to, you know, understand your language, bud. I'm just trying to speak your speech. Trying to be one of the French people.
C'est magnifique! Don't do this again! Do you have any idea what you do? Ugh, oui, à toi! Please, no. You shouldn't say it this way. Doesn't it? Who's... Why is he you hide me here? What are you doing here?
Okay, you don't know where you are. Okay. Welcome to the show. It's good to be back here. Hello, sir. Where are you from? What's your name?
Je suis Terry.
Oh, you finally get it. You're Terry. We're part of this show. You're the guy that hired for goddamn fucking King of Fighters because you're being such a douchebag in there, but now you have to be a douchebag in my goddamn show. Well, man, you can do whatever the fuck you want, but I am the goddamn host of the show. You can't touch the show, you can't touch the mic, you can't touch anything. Just stand there, eat your fucking freedom French, whatever the fuck you want to call them now, right? Just shut up, let me host the show.
Excuse me, moi? Did I just say you saved me from King of Fighters? No. Why do I have this job here? I want to be famous! You know, I leave podcasts. And I gotta get a bon voyage, monsieur.
Excuse me, what? Is that what you have to say? I give you a job here. I give you a seat. I can make you goddamn freaking famous. You're not going anywhere. This is it. This is over. You just sit there and, oh, you know what? Magic.
The what?
I'm a fire in my laser!
Yep, I just fired a blast out of a dinosaur head that I waved. Yeah, anyways! So, without further interruptions...
It's like the doctor shoots you and gives him the pay! It's Deadpool, baby! You can get him for 99! 99!
Guys, I purchased a TV and it talks. Now, being the mage that I am, I thought this would be amazing. But I found out that this is my TV, the rejected TV from Reboot the Canadian series, if you watch it on YTV and everything else. He also keeps Pidgey-free from the goddamn fucking intercom. What is it, Mike?
I'm introducing Deadpool, like you said, boss.
Yes, yes, all good and well, but... oh, whatever.
Come out next, and that's nice through comments to get your attention. Will you survive? Explosions! Who knows? But this is my TV!
Explosions do attract the 18 to 24-year-old demographic of males, nonetheless. And Deadpool does attract the next gym man kids from their cave, so that'd be a good reason for Deadpool just to photobomb the crap out of everybody's pages, I guess.
Who is this, sir? Who is this? Photobomb!
Oh, you're still alive? I thought the dino laser would have fucking killed you.
I'll beat the kids easily with my skills and techniques! Did you think this could beat me? A skills boom! It'll be blue checker!
Okay, well, you did ask me about photobombing, so ignore what you're trying to say in your drunk rampage. Photobombing is supposed to photograph a person or thing by unexpectedly appearing in the camera's field of view as the picture is being taken, typically as a prank or like a practical joke. This time Deadpool is doing every single comic for the 75th, 50th, 150th, whatever Marvel's been out for. And everyone just does their best. Basically, that's all that happened. I think that's just a way to sell their comics. Marvel's been doing this for many years, trying to sell their comics. They're just trying to kind of hide the fact that they're just trying to get your $5. You know, they're hiding it. Oh, they just figured another way out. So what does it matter?
I don't see what's wrong with this. What is important to this life?
Well, sure, you could say that if you want. It's just like the Dragon Ball Z fans. You just slap Goku on anything you want. It could be a piece of shit and they'll buy it for $5. It's kind of wrong, French Terry Bogard. Yeah, just... hell, remember those damn freaking little gum things, the Spice Girl things, where, like, you bought them, and they came with the Spice Girl sticker, and you bought that because you wanted to see the Spice Girls in their slutty forms and their little sticker pictures. But they were everywhere! Hell, they were all over my bed when I was a kid! It's just... it's another scam. Just don't buy it.
They don't understand! You just don't understand! Who's the... you can't! They can whip look good like you, yes! They whip look good like you, but... the lone wolf! They can never tame the lone wolf.
Oh my god. First fucking top it! First top it and you're already a fucking cock! Oh god, is this gonna be every subject with you? Cream on an ice cream sandwich? To hell, Mike. You can't just keep on paging in and introducing things just because you want to, okay? Apparently moving on, because Mike said so. So, yeah, so apparently the hit girl person, whatever, fuck, she said she's done. Like, I don't want to do this. You can't just pick and choose what you want, lady. You're going to be that person for a very long time, so I don't know, it's just not a good idea, lady. I liked you in that role, pretty hot, and, yeah, shouldn't leave it.
No, you can't understand the rhythm. You get it. Why do you never get anything?
Dude, I am the fucking host of the show, you got, like, respect what I have to say. That's it! Like, I don't understand why you have such an issue with it.
It's always about you, isn't it? It's not about anyone else. Oh, all hail the horses! Horses are always right! You selfish moose! You make me sick!
God, will you just stop interrupting me? Doesn't matter what I say or what I do, you need to get in because Z needs to do everything. Like, really, really. You need to get everything fucking edgewise, don't you? Can I just talk of the topic and we just talk about it?
Things, whatever, do it if you want.
Anyways, from what I was saying, is that, you know, all these nude pictures are coming out, leaking phones, you just need to do that. For everyone. Come on, Chloe. It's just your turn.
What are you waiting for? It's time for a chance to win! Is it Dr. Who's porn parody?
I swear to God, I'm gonna fuck you this summer. I'm just gonna rip their heads off. Just jump down the throat to the TV. Just. I don't know, use my dial lens.
Use my dial lens.
Just use my dial lens with the behavior.
Since our host is a little self-occupied, I will host the rest of the show. So, the return of the Hair Down South has come about. Once again, most of this porn is all about hair. That's the hair of these guys, their hair's down below, and girls now don't know how to shave. For Frenchmen like myself, that's the correct sheet I'm talking about. Bust the wolf into the head. That's just the way, women. Don't shave. It's all about the shaping. Yes, the power even less. We get to the parts where the blue box is there. And it says, please hit the box. That's a funny joke. In the description there, we get to just head into the box. Gentilly, it is quiet here. Very good.
If you guys didn't understand what my French compatriot here is trying to say, is that he would like to, what the hell is that move called again? Slam dunk? Power dunk. Yeah, power dunk into these women that have, majority of these films now are at the 70s. A lot of women have the hair. I did appreciate the humor in this porn. Very hard to masturbate. Like, if you guys watch this movie, can't masturbate to it. It's very fucking hard. The cyber seamen want to upgrade the human. Like, this is a story. They want to upgrade the humans of vajayjays and penises. I'm like sitting there, like watching it right now. This is retarded. Like, and then the robots go like, "I'm the mouthpiece. Shut up. Don't insult me in front of my friends." It's like. It's kind of, that's what the Doctor Who's humor is. I have no idea. But, this porn, like, it's really weird. It's like, a Doctor Who meets, porn. It's kind of quite funny. Like I said, you can't get out your cream and your napkin. You're not going to get off on this, guys. It's, you're going to watch the first sequence and be like, what the hell? And, like, I have never seen the most ugliest pussy ever before in my life. It's pretty ugly. And, like, I don't want to try to be insulting to somebody, but, like one of the, well, I think it was the first one I was watching, it was just like, holy crap, what happened? Did a chocolate pudding explode in there? Like, is that what happened? Like, oh. Like, it's, like, and then the whole entire joke about the robots always like, I want to control the world through your cocks. It's kind of, you know, porn isn't about a story. Like the Scooby-Doo porn I was watching a couple of weeks ago. It's just kind of the same thing, guys. It's like, just show Doctor Who and be like, I'm Doctor Who, and then have sex. And you cut everything else out. Mike! What the fuck did I tell you? Fucking stop goddamn paging!
Have no fear! Guardians of the Galaxy is here! Da-da-da-da!
Internet, there's a boost in my life, and it's called the Guardians of the Galaxy. Back on top, baby! Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah. This past weekend, they beat out 4 Turtles of Wrath, the final book, How to Learn Ninjutsu. Oh, bullshit. Do not let that movie fool you, though. That Ninja Turtle movie is shit. It was never fun. Superhero, TMT, is just one of those puddings that exploded in that Doctor Who women's porn parody of that woman. Ugh. Smells nice. You put your two fingers in there to pick out that chocolate, because you know you like finger food. You know it's not the way, it's gonna come up bad. You need a spoon and to toss that shit in the garbage. Galaxy wham damn to ding dong is all you hear, it's all the way to stay. Even Iron Man liked it. This is better than Avengers, he said. That's right, Internet. A raccoon with a rocket has won you over. Just get four raccoons just like Ninja Turtles, place them in New York. Best movie ever. Let's just finish some Marvel movies now. We should just finish on a good note. You are right, Iron Man. You just said it. We don't need any more movies. You just drop the mic, walk off the stage, bud. Good job. You said it right there. It looks like we're not going to get an Iron Man 5 because of this, though. We're going to get a Guardians 2. It's a shame. Robert, with just one short movie of getting that free triple crown pizza for Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, we're to blame for this. Apparently, RD, we just want to stay on the top.
That is right! If a weak Iron Man comes along, it's a disgrace to Iron Man! Look at Batman and Robin! Look what it did! You brought to Batman! I love the Batman! Yes, him!
That's right, Internet. And that's right, French Terry Bogard. Oh, that movie was horrible. But he's just choking your chicken. I got this. I know what to do. There needs to be an Iron Man replacement. And there's only one person who's going to get this done. I'm going to be the second Iron Man. Laugh all you want. But don't worry, guys. I'll be funny. I'll be quick-witted. I just need to get the Kickstarter started. You can pay it, right, RJ? Of course, Internet. I can do it because I have learned. I have learned of the top 10 movies that can go fuck themselves right in the ass. You know when you're at the movie and you're thinking, like, this movie can go fuck itself and I should learn from them. For example, Spider-Man 3, when he goes emo, I heard it was like, oh yeah, fuck that. He's like, yeah, look at me, guys. Emo. No. No. No, fuck that movie. When everybody cries in Lord of the Rings, I won't do that either. I won't see a single tear. Fuck that movie. And goddamn Megan Fox's acting. Ew. They make aliens. Ew. It's like, ah, fuck that movie. And none of that triple dream bullshit. Inception can go fuck itself. 5 fish people and pirates. No, 6 motherfucking tax the clothes bullshit. Man of Steel telling kids to wait, father to wait in the guy. Oh, I'm going to get on Superman. Hansel and Gretel movie. Oh my god. See, I've learned that you can't get a beautiful woman with hair and get her on a fucking gold chainsaw. Batman and Robin. Last one. I have learned, Internet. I can be Iron Man. I will be the second Iron Man. Just you watch. I'll just get a Kickstarter and I'll be all done.
Don't touch that dial! It's the commercial channels! Commercials all the time! Every second! Price to waste your soul on!
French Terry Bogard, get rid of Mike.
As the American Terry Bogard says, are you okay? Buster Wolf.
Same magnifique, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and I'm out. See you guys later on the next Three Angry Podcast. Hey guys, this is Lucas, normal, not so wacky, crazy Lucas. That was a little bit of a script that I wrote in. Some of you guys might listen to this, some of you not. If people listen to this, thank you very much. If you guys like it, again, just call to the podcast at 3AngryNerds. I think Chris has the email. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys laughed and had a crazy time. Again, I'm going to be making a video. If you guys like this kind of podcast, just for me, I'll make another one. But my main goal is to actually make a video. This is just a test of what I'm actually going to do. I'm planning to do something a lot better on YouTube and a video and stuff like that. So yeah, so thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy us and keep on enjoying. Thank you for listening. Toodles.